USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senator Rand Paul calls President Trump's impeachment trial dead on arrival after 45 GOP senators vote against it.
This impeachment is nothing more than a partisan exercise designed to further divide the country. Democrats claim to want to unify the country, but impeaching a former president, a private citizen, is the antithesis of unity.
The Kentucky Republican senator goes on to say, this vote indicates it's over. The trial is all over, end quote. The lower house of Russian parliament on Wednesday quickly approved the START agreement with the United States days before it was set to expire. The State Duma voted unanimously to extend the new START treaty for 5 years. The vote came a day after a phone call between U.S. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Looks like the $20 bill is getting a new look soon. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Treasury Department plans to put Harriet Tubman, the 19th century abolitionist leader, on the 20. Currently, the nation's seventh president, Andrew Jackson's face, occupies the bill.
The Treasury Department is taking steps to resume efforts to put Harriet Tubman on the front of the new $20 notes. It's important that our notes, our money, people don't know what a note is, reflect the history and diversity of our country. And Harriet Tubman's image gracing the new $20 note would certainly reflect that.
Psaki says further details on the timing of the release of the new bill would come from the Treasury Department. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Tubman made some 13 missions to rescue approximately 70 enslaved people, including family and friends, using the network of anti-slavery activists and safe houses known as the Underground Railroad. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sports writers in America decide who gets into Cooperstown and enshrine into Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame and who doesn't. This year, many writers left their ballots blank, causing quite the stir. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
For the first time since 2013, and just the third time in the last 25 years, there will be no new additions to Cooperstown this year. No former player met the threshold in the Baseball Writers of America balloting for election into the Hall of Fame. Pitcher Curt Schilling came the closest, just 16 votes shy of the 75% threshold needed. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens finished second and third, each on 61% of ballots. All three will be on the ballot for a 10th and final year in 2022. Despite not electing a class for 2021, there will still be an induction ceremony in Cooperstown this summer. The coronavirus pandemic canceled last summer's festivities, and Derek Jeter, Larry Walker, Ted Simmons, and Marvin Miller will be enshrined on July 25th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Sportscaster Bob Costas weighs in on MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
I'm going to let all of them twist in the wind until the very last year of eligibility. That'll be my semi-protest. And regarding Schilling, whose credentials are unquestioned, I would have thought, absent any other controversy, he would have been in long ago. I was talking to Al Michaels earlier. Al talked his way into the Hall of Fame, in effect. Curt Schilling may have talked and tweeted his way out of the Hall of Fame.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.